Live from NPR News, I'm Nora Rahm. President Trump appeared in the Rose Garden yesterday at the White House to offer an optimistic view on when a vaccine for the coronavirus may be available.
The vaccine will be distributed to frontline workers, the elderly, and high-risk Americans immediately. It will be a matter of weeks, get out very, very much ahead of schedule. Any schedule that I said we're going to be far ahead of that.
However, the Food and Drug Administration has not yet been asked to grant the necessary emergency approvals. The president also said he would not support any more lockdowns. He appeared to suggest he knows he may not be the president after January 20th, but he did not concede. In response to the recent surge in coronavirus cases, the governors of Oregon and New Mexico ordered near lockdowns yesterday. Businesses in Oregon must close to the public for 2 weeks starting Wednesday. New Mexico's governor has issued a 2-week stay-at-home order. With hospitals in his state nearing capacity, Idaho's Republican governor is reimposing some of the state's original coronavirus restrictions. But NPR's Kirk Ziegler reports the governor is refusing to implement a statewide mask law.
Idaho Governor Brad Little has mostly resisted rolling the state back into tougher restrictions that were in effect until the end of May. Despite a record number of cases and hospitalizations, especially in urban counties, bars, nightclubs here will mostly be able to remain open. Public gatherings will be limited to 10 people, but those rules won't apply to churches or political rallies. The conservative governor has faced criticism from healthcare workers for not enforcing tougher measures, while also getting criticism from the right wing of his own party for implementing any restrictions. The announcement came on the same day that two neighboring states, Washington and Oregon, announced new travel advisories for out-of-state visitors. Kirk Ziegler, NPR News, Boise.
Mexico City's mayor says new restrictions will go into effect for bars and restaurants as coronavirus cases have spiked to levels not seen for months. NPR's Carrie Kahn reports.
For the next 2 weeks, bars will be shuttered and restaurants and gyms will have to close 3 hours earlier every day. Mexico City Mayor Claudia Sheinbaum says owners were not following health rules and bars had become, quote, places of very, very high transmission. Cases of COVID have been on the rise in several states throughout Mexico, although very little testing is done in the country. Sheinbaum says she will double the amount of testing per day in the capital, a break from national policy. She says if new restrictions are not effective, Mexico City will return to the highest alert, closing all non-essential businesses. Mexico has the fourth highest death rate from COVID-19 in the world. Carrie Kahn, NPR News, Mexico City.
You're listening to NPR News. President-elect Joe Biden's legal advisors say they don't expect a hand recount of votes in Georgia will change the outcome. It appears the Democrat is leading by more than 14,000 votes. North Carolina has now been called for President Trump. The Federal Highway Administration is allocating $12 million in emergency relief funds to begin repairs on a major interstate highway bridge connecting Ohio and Kentucky. It's been closed since a fiery crash involving two semi-trucks early Wednesday. Tana Weingartner of member station WVXU reports.
The fire on the Brent Spence Bridge connecting Cincinnati to northern Kentucky burned at temperatures of up to 15,000 degrees Fahrenheit. U.S. Transportation Secretary Elaine Chao says federal funds will be used to initiate the most critical repairs. Inspectors are still determining the extent of the damage to the concrete and steel. Based on a visual inspection late Friday, traffic on the Ohio River beneath the bridge was halted a second time until experts know more about how the extreme heat affected the steel. The bridge is a major traffic and shipping corridor, carrying two interstates and more than 160,000 vehicles per day. For NPR News, I'm Tana Weingartner in Cincinnati.
The private company SpaceX is delaying by a day a planned launch from the Kennedy Space Center in Florida. Officials say the weather is not cooperating. The launch planned for tonight is now scheduled for tomorrow night. The company's newly designed Crew Dragon is to deliver four astronauts to the International Space Station. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News.